Mark, my apologies. I ran a little bit late with the Lieutenant Governor. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Glad to be with you, Tony. No problem waiting for the Lieutenant Governor. Well, no problem at all.
Especially a Democratic one.
Yeah, John Cherry has been a tremendous Lieutenant Governor and a great public servant. He's really devoted his life to Michigan, so not a problem at all to wait and be, have the opportunity to listen to him.
We had Dawson Bell, the writer from the Detroit Free Press, on the program this morning. He wrote a story in yesterday's Free Press which said, the fate of a mysterious Tea Party accused by party activists of being a front for Michigan Democrats will be decided in court. Apparently, according to Republicans, the Michigan Democratic Party is behind this crazy Tea Party, which is trying to get on the ballot for the fall to take away votes from the Republicans, which would ensure some Democrats get elected. What's your reaction to that accusation?
Well, look, the state party doesn't have anything to do with this. I've been following it simply because it's been in the news. It's pretty easy to get on the ballot in Michigan. We have several minor parties, third parties, if you will, on the ballot already. And, you know, this group's trying to get on the ballot and meet its labor qualifications. I don't know this Mark Stefik, who's the chair. I don't know any of these candidates. So, again, I'm focused on getting Burge Bernero elected governor and the rest of our ticket elected in the fall. That's my mission.
I would imagine, though, if these candidates do get on the ballot with this Tea Party, you're not going to be disappointed because, obviously, it would take some Republican votes put them with this Tea Party.
Well, who knows what the effect will be on the party. I try not to worry about things I can't control. Like I said, there are other minor parties on the ballot in Michigan. There's a Green Party. There's a Libertarian Party. There's a Taxpayers Party. People have a right to form a political party and get on the ballot if they meet the qualifications. I can't control that. Unlike what the Republicans did in 2004, you may remember, when the Republicans openly put Ralph Nader on the ballot in this state in a very blatant attempt to take away votes from John Kerry. So there's a lot of hypocrisy going on here in terms of the Republicans' alleged concern about this. They've been playing these kind of games for years.
Are there any Tea Party groups that the Democratic Party in Michigan is working with?
No. I mean, basically, from what I can tell, the Tea Party movement, it's principally Republicans. Not exclusively, but a lot of them are Republicans. You can see that there's basically been an effort by a number of them, anyway, to take over the Republican Party. That's been reported in the press. So that'll be an issue for the Republicans to resolve, not only this weekend, but on an ongoing basis. We don't appeal to voters based on their group, Tony. I mean, we're just in talking about issues. And I think, you know, Virg Bernero, great record as mayor, didn't raise taxes, balanced the budget. Matter of fact, cut the budget in Lansing, didn't lay off employees. He's got a great record of managing the city, which I think should be appealing to any voter, no matter what their political background, if you're looking for somebody who's going to come in and reform state government. So we're less concerned with labels, more concerned with having our candidates talk about the issues that are important to the voters.
Well, there has been a lot of concern with Governor Jennifer Granholm's handling of the position and her duties. She's had a lot of challenges that were unexpected, yet there has been a lot of complaints by Republicans and Tea Party members, if you will, that the Democrats didn't do a good job with handling those issues, and that they're going to have a challenge in voting for another Democrat to do so. Well, what would you say to that?
Well, I mean, first of all, two answers. I mean, I think Governor Granholm has done a tremendous job under very difficult circumstances. All these things that she didn't control. She didn't create the Bush recession, which we are still suffering from. She didn't create the bankruptcies of two of our three automakers, which shook us to our very core here in Michigan. She's had to grapple with some very difficult circumstances, probably the worst that any Democratic governor, or any governor, period, has had to deal with since the Great Depression. And I think she's done a terrific job diversifying the economy in a very tough conditions. I think a lot of good things have been started that we're not going to see for many, many years. Now, that being said, this election is about the future. It's about, do you want somebody like Rick Snyder, who made his money in the private sector by running Gateway Computers into the ground, by outsourcing jobs overseas? Is that the kind of leader you want in Michigan? Or do we want somebody like Burge Bernero, who has worked with business and labor in Lansing to leverage $500 million in public investment to create jobs in the city of Lansing? I think that's the model that Michigan wants to follow going forward, not somebody who, again, has made his life, his career, outsourcing jobs and making money off people being laid off.
Well, if we're going to talk about the future, what is Virge Bonero going to do differently to unite, to work with the Senate, with the representatives from the state of Michigan to get business handled? Because it's quite evident that they're on different pages, they have different agenda, and someone needs to come in to unite these folks, to get them on the same team, on the same page, to get business done, especially to attract new business and make it more business friendly here in Michigan.
Well, again, I think you compare the two candidates' track records. Verge has got a record of doing that at Lansing. The Lansing Chamber of Commerce endorsed him in our gubernatorial primary. He's got a successful track record in Lansing as mayor of working together with business and labor to create and bring in private investment and create jobs. He's got that track record. Snyder has no such track record of working across the aisle and cooperatively. He's an autocratic CEO who's used to giving orders, particularly orders that end up costing Americans jobs time and time again. I mean, look at Gateway Computer. While he was on the board of directors there, that company outsourced virtually its entire employment, 20,000 American jobs sent to China and overseas. Then he promptly cashed out tens of millions of dollars in stock options. So he got rich while tens of thousands of Americans lost their jobs, and that's his track record. That's how he's made his money. That's not the kind of, quote, successful businessman that I think Michigan needs at this time. We're interested in somebody who's going to bring jobs and investment from China to Michigan, not send our jobs to China.
Well, you have that age-old story between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans say that if Virge Bonero's elected, government will seek more control and more power over our daily lives. How do you respond to that?
Well, again, that's not been his record as mayor of Lansing. Look at the record. Lansing government has actually shrunk. The bureaucracy has shrunk. But again, without laying off police and firefighters and essential services, he has not expanded Lansing city government. Taxes haven't gone up. Lansing city government has lived within its means. Virge Bonero knows how to do that, and he's done it for several years in a row. Snyder has no such experience. His reaction to business problems at a company like Gateway is to cut and run. It's to cut and run, make his money, and then bail out and move on to something else. Virge Bonero doesn't do that. He's addressed tough problems that mayors and municipalities throughout the city or throughout the state have had to confront over the last several years, and he's handled them very, very well. So again, look at their track records. And I think if you look at the track record of Virge Bonero, that's the kind of person we need as governor.
We're talking with Mark Brewer, who is the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Mark, I can make a made-for-television movie when it comes to the 8th Congressional District and the lack of a candidate that is there. When talking about Condi N'Gala Malame, he was the candidate. The day before the election, he dropped out. Then the day of, he got back in. Then the night of, according to information, his dad advised him to get out. He has since left the state and moved back to Pennsylvania. What's going on there? Is there going to be a candidate to run against Mike Rogers?
Yes, there will be a candidate. And I've been in touch with Condi. Condi needs to provide the state with adequate documentation beyond news stories. That's not sufficient. That indicates that he has, in fact, moved to Pennsylvania and register to vote there. Once that documentation is provided, the way will be clear for the Democrats in the 8th Congressional District to nominate a new candidate to run against Mike Rogers in the fall.
And that candidate is going to be a dead duck. There's no way this late in the game they're going to be able to really mount a serious campaign against Mike Rogers.
Well, it's a challenge, but look, Mike Rogers also has a terrible record not representing the district. He's been part of the legacy, the terrible legacy of George Bush. He supported George Bush's policies down the line, which have wreaked havoc, economic havoc, in this state. And that's always been our challenge in the 8th District, is to get that record out. I'm confident that if we can get that record out, either in this election or in a future election, we can take out Mike Rogers.
The Republican convention starts in just a bit here. What do you expect to happen?
Oh, I don't know. I'll leave their internal problems to themselves. I understand that their chair is not even a delegate to their convention. He got bumped by the Tea Party. So we'll deal with whatever candidate comes out of that convention. You know, maybe somebody like Bill Schuette, who's been a shill for the oil industry his whole life. You know, maybe Mike Bishop, who's been leading the obstructionist in the state Senate. you know, we're prepared to deal with whatever candidates come out of there. Presumably they're going to renominate Bob Young, you know, the former insurance company lawyer who has spent the last 10 years ruling for insurance companies on the Michigan Supreme Court. So we're well prepared. We're very excited about our own convention. Our endorsed candidates for Attorney General David Layton and Jocelyn Benson appear to be on the path to get nominated. Virgil Bernero will be announcing his lieutenant governor candidate. We'll be nominating our candidates for the Michigan Supreme Court. So we're very focused and excited on our own convention, which will be held at Cobo Center in Detroit on Saturday and Sunday.
And we'll be talking with you next week about that. Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony.